One of the drawbacks to current hybrid vehicles is the electric batteries. They're heavy and they're expensive. But Ford and the EPA are working on a new model that uses pressurized liquid to store energy instead of batteries. Michael Flynn of the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute says this arrangement shows a departure from the contentious relationship the government and car companies have had in the past.
There are problems, and rather than hollering at each other, pointing fingers, trying to figure out who's to blame and therefore who gets hung out to dry, it makes much more sense to try to jointly resolve the problem.
The EPA actually holds the patent for the pressurized liquid technology. Both Ford and the EPA say it should be available to the public in about 10 years, possibly in an SUV. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.